Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You forget. Now these reckless nights you regret. Someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days.
198, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and your Cash Man code word, if you missed it a few minutes ago, is...
Oh.
Tree.
T-R-E-E. Text that to 72881 by the end of the hour.
Who on the show now? Who on the show now?
Today would be a good day, Paige, to really stick it to Tim. He's not here. So Paige comes in weekly, once a week, I mean, and she has polled the office on different things and questions about the show, and then they answer, and sometimes we're hurt, sometimes we think, yes, that was right on. So what are we sticking to today? Because usually there's a theme.
You know, Memorial Day weekend is this weekend.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
People will be going to the lake. The pools will be opening. So that's kind of our theme for this one.
Okay.
That's a good one.
All right. What's our first question?
The first question is, who on the show would be most likely to get pulled over for reckless boating?
Ooh.
You're going to get it.
I know. And I am very safe on a boat. I get nervous on reckless anything.
Listen, I think it should go to the person who has the most speeding tickets in the last year, Tim, with, I think, what was it, 17?
Yeah.
17 speeding tickets?
It's going to be me, right?
You're right. You got seven of the votes.
I'm not recklessly boating people.
Did Tim get any?
Tim didn't get any votes. No. Lance had two votes and Jen had one vote.
Wow.
These are people that don't know.
Wow. They know that they don't know I get seasick
and
on a boat.
I've recklessly boated.
And hey, y'all, I can't swim.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Who on the show would be the best grill master?
Oh, not me.
Ooh, I'm okay.
I think Lance is going to get it.
I think
Jen,
Lance.
I bet Jen might.
I have mixed results. I'm going to say Jen.
I don't know how to turn on the grill.
Okay, I'm going to say me.
Yeah,
Kevin gets nothing.
No, I'm not a grill master. I'm a master of nothing.
All right.
Well, Lance had seven votes here.
Oh, hey.
Nice.
Tim, Jen, and Courtney each had one. So you're right about that, Kevin. You're not a master. Who on the show would stay up the longest while water skiing?
Stay
up on the skis longest.
I think Courtney. Courtney's got balance.
No, would not
but
be
you were
me.
A figure skater.
It doesn't have to do with balance. It has to do with strength.
Takes some serious leg and core strength.
Yeah.
Like within my younger days, but I'm an old lady now.
I'd fall right over.
I'm going to say Tim.
I was going to say Jen, but she just said she'd fall over. So I'm going to say people said Kevin.
Okay, well, seven people said Tim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seven's the number today.
Yeah.
Two people said Courtney and one person said Jen.
I'm an old lady. I wouldn't even try to get up on skis.
Yeah.
It hurts.
It takes more effort than it's worth.
I mean, to be honest, I think so,
you're
too.
Right.
I don't feel like it's freeing or anything. It makes me a little nervous. Back in the day, as a youth, I got lost on a jet ski at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Lost?
I somehow got turned around out of the cove because that's where you jet ski. And I was on the main channel, and luckily my mom and dad and a big group of people were coming by from lunch on a pontoon. I ran out of gas.
Oh, my God. And out on the main channel, those waves get pretty crazy.
Trust me, Paige.
It doesn't surprise me that you ran out of gas.
Yeah,
it
really doesn't.
Who on the show is most likely to forget to apply sunscreen?
Oh, I'm not at it.
Tim.
I mean,
maybe.
Who really cares?
No.
I'm okay with getting the answers.
No, I'm going to say Kevin.
Yeah, I've had some incidents where I've had a bad canoe.
Bad canoe?
Experience.
Oh, okay, who is it?
It was so bad.
Kevin had four votes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tim and Courtney and Lance each had 2 votes.
Oh, yeah. They think, oh, you're the mom. Yes. No, instead, my mom comes to town in June and she's like, oh, look at you kids. You're awfully tan.
I'm like, I know I'm bad at applying sunscreen. Just say it to my face.
Yeah. Listen, our parents didn't ever, I never got sunscreen applied to me.
Nope.
It was like, where's the
baby oil?
Yeah.
Where's the baby oil?
All right, let's do one more, Paige.
All right, who on the show is most likely to pee in the pool?
Oh, this is a mean one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I have not done it. Listen, Jen, don't act like you have never done it.
I thought that up until a couple years ago, I thought it was true that there was something in the pool that changed the color of it if you peed in it.
All right, Jen's getting no votes on this, probably.
I have no idea.
Kevin had 4 votes.
Okay.
And Tim and Courtney had 2 votes. Lance had 1 vote. Yeah. Someone said, Kevin, it's like a big bath.
Somebody knows the show.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Paige. Who on the show now?
Polish it up. Put it in its case. We're coming for you, Stanley. From all of us at Entercom St. Louis and Y98, let's go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.